Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, one of the things, we both have kids, as everybody who listens knows.
True.
You have loads of kids. I have a couple of kids. And
we speak with authority. We've done this. No, we're not just, this is not book learning. This is the real thing. This is experience.
But, you know, over the last couple of decades, I think it's been, we have heard all kinds of things about what to do with your kids when they're babies, what to expose them to and what they should be doing, what they shouldn't be doing. And, you know, one of the big things was baby Einstein and baby Bach and baby Mozart and all these
Picasso.
Kinds of things. Yeah. And we're going to review a column, a post today from Psychology Today, entitled "Music and Chess Do Not Enhance Cognitive Ability."
You can imagine my glee
yes.
in discovering this, because as neuropsychologists, we do know something about this literature,
yeah.
about how to stimulate the brain, what mm-hmm. stimulates the brain, what doesn't stimulate the brain, mm-hmm. and when you should and when you shouldn't, and yeah. how much payoff you're really going to get.
Yeah.
Love this article.
Yeah.
Thank
now,
you. Thank now, the author for writing this, having the
right.
courage to write it.
That's right. Because, but though I will say that the title kind of gives it away.
Yeah.
So you can read that. You're, oh, okay. Well, so we don't have to worry about music and chess.
You don't have to read the article because you already know the ending, right? No, read the article. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's like if this title of the Star Wars was, you know, the Emperor's the bad guy.
Yeah, right.
You know?
I mean, Darth Vader's bad. You knew it as soon as you looked at him.
Yeah.
How could that man possibly be good?
But then he was.
Well.
It's his father. That would be a good title to give it away.
Luke.
But so the title of this is "Music and Chess Do Not Enhance Cognitive Abilities." And this was just published, you know, the end of October of this year. So it's relatively new. But it is consistent. It does present similar findings to what we've talked about before. And that is that the relationship between cognitive abilities and especially the enhancement of cognitive abilities in some of these activities, whether it's listening to classical music or playing chess or doing some of those things, there just isn't quite as strong a connection there as people try to say.
For those of you who watch television,
there are those
sizable majority, mm-hmm. we hear much talk these days about brain plasticity.
Yes.
And different programs like Lumosity or mm-hmm. others that you can use. Because the brain is plastic, which mm-hmm. means it can
changes,
be changed.
It can be molded. Mm-hmm.
The brain is plastic.
Yeah.
But it takes a long time and mm-hmm. enormous effort to change the brain. It
right.
doesn't happen quickly.
Right.
And it doesn't happen easily.
Right.
And so we have to be very careful about what we do in the name of enhanced cognitive ability.
Right.
Okay. Enhanced cognitive ability occurs over a lifetime.
Right.
It's early childhood, mm-hmm. early elementary school, middle school, you know, it goes on and on and on and on. And you develop these abilities across decades.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not something you do on Saturday morning from right. 12 to 1 or 11 right. to 12 on Saturday morning. It takes much more than that.
Right.
Okay. And so I'm always heartened and encouraged when I read an article like this that reports on real research. This is research done, serious research done by serious researchers. And one of the points they make in the article is that as scientists, we're constantly checking each other's work.
Yeah.
We did a talk a week or so ago about vaccinations.
Right.
Okay. And what happened with vaccinations? Well, the first study came out and said, oh, it looks like there's a link with autism.
Right.
But as other scientists began to explore the connection,
right.
they said, no, nobody could replicate those findings. And you have to be able to replicate
right.
in order to say, yes, there's a connection. And so over time, so that was in 1998 that the first mm-hmm. study came out. By 2005, it had been completely debunked worldwide
right.
with large studies.
Right.
So scientists check each other's work. One of the ways they check work is one of the problems with that study is that it had very small sample size. It was a single study. Mm-hmm. Okay. What we can do now is something called meta-analysis.
Right.
And so we can get numerous studies, mm-hmm. put them all together, which makes it more powerful statistically, and we can generate a more robust, mm-hmm. Trustworthy conclusion.
Right.
Okay. And so scientists are obligated mm-hmm. to do that,
right.
to document. Mm-hmm. Okay. Journalists mm-hmm. are not.
Right.
Nothing against journalists.
Right.
It's not their obligation
right.
to test the scientific reliability mm-hmm. of anything.
Right.
They report. Their job is to sell newspapers.
Right.
Or web time or online time, whatever they're selling. They don't have that obligation. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's the first point they make here. Okay.
Yeah. And the, what we've talked in previous podcasts about the idea of transfer of learning. The idea that if we play these games, Lumosity and some of those kinds of things, that, okay, it'll make us, our brain is plastic, we'll play Lumosity and Brain Age and some of these kinds of games, and it will make us better problem solvers, or it'll make us smarter, or it'll make us have better memories.
Right.
Or
which will make you better in school and smarter and do better on tests.
Right.
And, you'll enhance your memory, which will translate into some other gain, like academic gain.
Right.
And that's what we're after.
Yeah. But the problem is that we know that it doesn't generalize like that.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't. What you practice, your brain gets better at. Absolutely.
Right.
But it's that your brain gets better at.
That's
it
right.
doesn't necessarily generalize to everything. So, one of the things that they talk about in this paper is playing musical instruments and, mm-hmm. listening to music and playing chess. The more that you do those things, the better you get at those things.
That's right.
But it doesn't necessarily relate to better problem-solving skills or better, anticipation or better inhibition mm-hmm. in other places. It doesn't
right.
lead to those the generalization of those skills to other things in life.
That's right. Two really good examples of this. When in the up to about the 1970s,
mm-hmm.
We had subjects in school that we taught children because they were good for kids.
Right.
It was good to take Latin. We all took Latin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the reason was nobody speaks Latin.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need it for anything,
right.
okay? It was the mental exercise of all the memorization right. you had to do. But all you got better at Latin.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't translate into anything else,
right.
okay? You might have better vocabulary skills in English, but learning Latin didn't make you better at algebra
right.
or any other subject.
Right.
You got better at Latin.
Mm-hmm.
In the early days of the learning disabilities movement, back mm-hmm. in the 40s and 50s, people thought, well, this is a perceptual problem.
Right.
You're not seeing things properly. So we're going to work on your vision,
mm-hmm.
and that will make you a better reader. And finally, in the 70s, a couple of scholars started writing papers and said, no, you'll get better at those visual exercises.
Right.
You're not going to get better at reading unless you read.
Right.
Okay, so it didn't translate. You talk about transfer of learning.
Mm-hmm.
What we did in Latin didn't transfer to any other subject.
Right.
What we did with perceptual training, whether it was auditory or visual, didn't transfer to better reading.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get better at what you do.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to be good at something, do it.
Yeah.
But if you want to be good at reading, you have to read.
Right.
You want to be good at math, you have to do math.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so what he's saying here is with chess and music, because parents are under this illusion that children who play chess are smarter.
Oh, he's on the chess club.
Right. My guess is that children who play chess have parents who play chess.
Well,
and parents who play chess are probably.
But I think that the other piece is there's a bit of a chicken or egg thing. Because,
absolutely.
Chess is a game, for example, that requires problem solving and anticipation and some of that stuff. So
attention, focus.
Kids, people who are good at those things tend to be drawn to chess. People who are impulsive and are
right.
not going to play chess because, right.
They can't
they
sit
will
still.
Lose.
No, they can't sit still. They can't concentrate.
Right.
And they can't even sit in the chair and you're asking them to look 10 moves ahead.
Right.
They
can't
don't
do that.
Right. So they're self-selecting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So it is a bit of a chicken or egg.
And same with music.
Right.
Music does. Listening to music doesn't make you smarter. Mm-hmm. Playing music doesn't make you smarter. Right. Makes you good at playing music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Many musicians are smart.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because they play music.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So.
So we appreciate. I really, really appreciate this article. Yeah. So those of you who are thinking about Lumosity, or if your kids like to play chess, let them play chess. There's nothing wrong with it. It's better than many. It's a better activity than many mm-hmm. that they could choose.
Yeah.
Same with music. Yeah. Music is a lifelong passion that children should be able to enjoy across a lifespan.
Right.
It's not going to make you better at math.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. It would be nice if it could.
Oh.
But it doesn't.
Maybe so. I could have learned math, right?
Maybe.
If I played the piano.
Maybe.
No, I would play the piano.
Yeah. So, all right. That is it for today. But we do want to mention, because we're trying to mention it every day this week, that we have some, we will have a new face and a new presentation coming soon. We're going to have some new artwork and some new music coming to the podcast soon. But we'd love to hear from you. What can we do to make the podcast better and to provide you more of what you're looking for and what you're wanting from the podcast? So, you know, write to us, whether it's on YouTube or on the blog or wherever it may be. Write a review in iTunes. Rate us on iTunes just so that we can...
Especially on iTunes.
Yeah, especially on iTunes to bump up a little bit in the things there. That system doesn't make sense to me. But also, we're going to be announcing soon our Patreon page.
Yes.
And Patreon, you may have heard it if you listen to other podcasts. Patreon is a way that listeners or consumers of media mm-hmm. can become patrons and offer some support for some of the work that we're doing. Because what we're doing takes a lot of time.
Mainly it takes time.
We spend a lot mm-hmm. of very, very early mornings and a lot of weekends working on the podcast to bring them to you and to get you the information that you are looking for.
I have never calculated the number of hours we put into this. Have you?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It's a lot.
I'd never thought about it before, but between locating the articles, doing the analysis, talking mm-hmm. to the authors... doing the interviews, mm-hmm. Building the podcasts, editing everything.
Right.
It's almost a...
Yeah.
We should calculate that sometime.
Yeah. But
this is a very time-consuming, it's a time-intensive activity.
Right.
And we want to do it better,
mm-hmm.
but doing it better requires more time.
Right. Okay, yeah, we'd like to step up our equipment and so that the product is better itself, but also we have a lot of other things that we want to do.
That's
we want to do more classes and more...
More teaching
and more videos and webinars and things like that available to you all. So again, that we can get as much information out there to you, everyone, as we can. So be on the lookout for that. Write to us again and let us know what you think and what you're looking for, and we'll do our best. All right?
Yeah.
That's it. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.